You're listening to Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Biden administration officials have been visiting the West a lot to promote spending packages like the Inflation Reduction Act. They've already directed more than $50 billion to our region. However, here's a question. Are residents of small towns actually noticing? Well, the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
No matter where you are in Cheyenne, Wyoming, you're only a few minutes away from a project funded with new federal money. As you drive around the city of around 65,000 people, you'll see that an abandoned building was cleaned up, the airport added a jetway, and a highway intersection was redesigned. Outside the library, not everyone's heard of things like the Inflation Reduction Act. Judy Engelhardt has, but she says it's hard to tell where the money comes from.
We probably have money here, but nobody's putting up any signs for it, because nobody wants to say, yeah, we're using government money.
This is the most populous county in the state, and Donald Trump carried it by about 28 points last election, with a message of limiting the federal government's reach. But when you ask Republicans like Kenny Stroud about federal spending on infrastructure, they're in favor of it.
I'm glad they're doing that. The white need to do more of it, because I know, especially with the bridges, I know they're deteriorating.
Still, Stroud's not a fan of Joe Biden, and neither are many others.
Are we stealing from Peter to serve Paul? Is that how we're doing this?
But there's more money being spent in other places. We need more money spent at home.
Biden carried about a fifth of the counties in the West in 2020, mostly in urban areas. Democratic officials say he needs to keep margins close in rural America. So his team is visiting. Video from the Interior Department shows a crane lifting a metal pole that will help plug an orphaned well. Nearly $5 billion are going toward restoring these pollution sites nationwide. And Secretary Deb Haaland said at a recent event in Wyoming that help will come no matter if you voted red or blue.
The Biden-Harris administration recognizes the significance of the West in meeting our goals for a more equitable, sustainable, and successful future.
Other officials like Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack have visited Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and other states. They're trying to get people excited by the laundry list of projects these laws fund.
We are really focusing on the opportunities for clean energy in rural and tribal communities.
Excited about our continued effort to connect folks in rural areas to high-speed internet and broadband.
It's a big bet for support ahead of the 2024 election, and it's unclear if this is paying off. One poll shows 7 in 10 Americans have heard little or nothing about the Inflation Reduction Act, and Biden's approval rate is under 40%. Emily G. with the think tank Center for American Progress says there needs to be better communication connecting projects to politics.
The more that Americans see this happening in their own communities and are beneficiaries of workforce training or good new jobs, the more these changes will resonate with people.
If you poll people about individual efforts, Biden does much better. Huge majorities approve of investments in manufacturing, job training, and lowering prescription drug costs. Terry Wykum is the mayor of Rawlins, Wyoming, a town of under 10,000. A water crisis last year led to a boil advisory for about a week. So he's gotten more than $1 million in federal funding to help fix that, plus clean up pollution. He says part of his job is to find money wherever he can.
I held my hand up and I took the oath to ensure health, safety, and welfare. And some of these places are dangerous. And so we've asked for help on that.
Still, the Republican won't support Biden because of other policies like immigration. He's also worried about too much federal debt. But he'll still apply for grants because, he says, they're already paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah, I'm a cheerleader. But that's because we want that money. We need that money. The problem is the ripple effect might buck you out of the canoe. You know, I don't know.
Right now, rural states like Wyoming are getting a good deal, enough to build a much nicer canoe. One report found that just the climate parts of the Inflation Reduction Act could get the state up to $7 billion. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Cheyenne.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.